Aleph. Okay, so Parshas Toldos. So it says on the Pasuk that Rivka goes and she gives to Yaakov et bigdi Esav hachamudos. So v'tikach Rivka et bigdi Esav b'no hagodol hachamudos asherita b'bayis v'talbes shes Yaakov b'no hakotan. So what are the godim hamudos? And not only that, if she had it as a shomeres, meaning if she was watching it over on behalf of Esav, how would she have the right to take it and to give it to what you call it, and to give it to Yaakov? So how can the Pasuk says v'tikach Rivka? So the answer is very simple. Chora, the Chavaseh Zashon says, because Yerushalmi in Megillah in Perek Gimel says that what's b'no is b'godim hachamudos. What a b'godim hachamudos is bigdei kihuna gdoila. So that makes sense. So the bigdei kihuna gdoila that belong to the b'chor, and be the b'chor because he did avoida. But since he sold his b'chor to Yaakov, so the b'godim technically belong to Yaakov, and that's why she didn't steal from Yaakov, because really they belong to Yaakov. And that's what the pasuk says: v'tivka chrivka is bigdei Esav b'no hagodol. Meaning the clothing which belonged to the b'chora, to b'no hagodol. So therefore, she didn't steal because they really belonged to Yaakov. Now, that's good according to Yerushalmi. But, first of all, does it mean that he had big the kihuna gdoila? That's number one. But the Yerushalmi says, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, that the b'godim, the b'no hamudos, and Targum Yosef ben Uzila says also, that's the b'godim of Adam HaRishon. That the B'godim HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that was taken by Nimrod after the Mabul, and that was the power of Nimrod over the animals. That's why he became a melech. And Chamudos means that he desired, that Yosef desired those clothing away from Nimrod. He killed Nimrod, and he took those clothing, and that's the big day Chamudos. So first of all, what's the pshat that the clothing of Adam HaRishon, if it's the clothing of Adam HaRishon, how does that fit with the Yerushalmi that it's the bigdei kihuna gdoila? And how was she allowed to steal those clothing and give to Esav and to give to Yaakov? Now, it makes sense that that's the clothing of Adam HaRishon, because it's, you see that when he comes in, it says, Vayorach is reyach b'godov, meaning when he smelled the b'godi, Vayorach is reyach b'di, ki reyach soda, shebir choshev, and he had the reyach of Gan Eden. So it makes sense, according to Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that that's the begodim of Adam HaRishon. But if it's the begodim of Adam HaRishon, how did she steal? And if that's the begodim of Adam HaRishon, which is the kosnos oyer, how is this big day kihuna gdoila? El al korch, you have to say that the begodim of God of Adam HaRishon, the schus of that is because the word big day kihuna gdoila. So why is the begodim of Adam HaRishon big day kihuna gdoila? Right? El korch had to be. So not to make a machlokes, and that how she was allowed to give it to Yaakov, because the godim of Adam HaRishon is kihuna gdoila. First of all, why is that godim of kihuna gdoila? Why did Nimrod why was Nimrod able to rule over the world because of this godim? That's number two. And the Medrash at the end, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, and Yaakov Avin realized that the Esav should not be wearing this clothing, so he took it, and it says in the post, it says in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that he buried them. Why did he bury them? Okay, that's the first set of questions. The second is the Rambam Yosef Hilchos Kelam. The Rambam by the Bigdei Kihuna says the following. We know that the Avnet, the Rambam Pasuk is the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol and of for sure the Kohen Ediot also, was made out of Kilayim. So the Rambam says that's Kilayim, but you're allowed to use it B'Shas Avoida, but Shelo B'Shas Avoida, not at Avoida, you're not allowed to wear it. And the Ravid argues the two things. First of all, is Mukhfa the Gemara says that Bigdei Kihuna you're allowed to wear in the Mikdash at any time, only outside of the Mikdash you're not allowed to wear it. So you see that you're allowed to wear it in the Mikdash at any time. And the second question he asks, one second, why are you talking about the Avnet? Kihuna, the Kohen Gadol, all his godim are basically the Choshen and the Ephod, are all of them Shatnes, Kilayim. So why is the problem the Avnet? There are so many other problems. So says the Rogachover of North. The Rogachover says, if you medayak in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and it's very meduyak in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam Mitzvahs Lamed Gimel writes that the Kohen he brings Aaron, that Aaron HaKohen wore the clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't wear for your own kavod. You should use it lekavod ha'tiferes, because the mitzvah is to wear it at all times in the Mikdash. So that's what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs. Rabbi Kapach already says on second, according to the Rambam, you are not allowed to wear Bigdei Kehuna all times. You're only allowed to wear Bishas Avodah. So he says, Rambam means Bigdei Kehuna with the exception of the Avnet. The Avnet you're only allowed to wear Bishas Avodah. The rest you have a mitzvah to wear all the time. That's what Rav Kapach says, what you call Kapach says in his translation of the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rosh Chovre says a total different shot. The Rosh Chovre says, no. What the Rambam is talking about Kehuna Gdoila. There's a difference between Bigdei Kohen Hedyot and Bigdei Kehuna Gdoila. Bigdei Kohen Hedyot is only Mutar B'Shas Avodah. Bigdei Kehuna Gdoila, you could wear the Kohen Gadol at any time in the Mikdash. And he says, what's the difference between the two? Because Bigdei Kohen Hedyot is only you have to wear clothing to be able to do avoid and not to be mechusar b'godim. There's no mitzvah in wearing the clothing. The idea is that you have the clothing b'shas avoida. Mashen ken kohen gadol, the mitzvah is to have clothing, to wear the clothing. So that mitzvah is at any time, and therefore you could wear it even shalom b'shas avoida. So that's what the Rosh Chovre says. What the Rambam writes, the reason why the Rambam focuses on the Avnet is because the holy shail is by Kohen Hedyot. By Kohen Hedyot, the Rambam holds all the Mutar B'Shas Avodah. But by Kohen Gadol, which is the Choshen and therefore, that's Mutar at any time in the Mikdash. That's why the Rambam never goes into that issue. Now the question is, according to the Rambam, Kehuna Gdoila, you could wear the clothing at any time, even Shalom B'Shas Avodah, right? And that's okay. According to the Ravid, even Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, you could wear at any time, Navi Rosh HaSavoida. The question is why? So Rabbi Chonon brings down the Kovetz Or, the Adrama. The Adrama says there's like this. Every time when there's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, betzitzis. Because the Shai Gesari asks on the Ravid, according to the Ravid, that he could wear Bigdei Kehuna at any time in the Mikdash. What's the difference between tzitzis? The Rambam Shita, the Ravid Shita, is the tzitzis, you can only wear the kilayim if you're becoming to tzitzis, which means has to be during the day and has to be males. A female wearing it, or at night, that you're not becoming the mitzvah, you're not allowed to wear kilayim tzitzis. So you see that you need the mitzvah to be matre. So why is the Ravid Shita that by kid and by the mitzvah, by big the kihuna, you're allowed to wear even shalom b'shas avodah? So says the Vajakod Rabbi Chonon, and he brings the Adramah, and he says like this. The only time you say Tchuya, if there are two independent variables, there's a mitzvah and there's a lam, like Kelaim Tzitzis. You could do the mitzvah Tzitzis without Kelaim, but Kelaim, mitzvah Tzitzis, is Doiche Kelaim. So then you need to do the Tchuya, and we can only transgress the lav, b'shas the mitzvah. But when the mitzvah is the lav, like Bigdei Kehuna, it's not that there is a mitzvah and a lav. The mitzvah is to do with the lav. Bigdei Kehuna is only, the avnet is only b'kelayim. In that case, the lav never applies. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give you a mitzvah and the lav. Because the mitzvah only exists in the shas lav. So you see that in the mitzvah, in the chafza shel mitzvah, there is no lav. And therefore, shita sarayv is mutar at any time. That's what the Yad Ramah says. So Bimel comes out like this. According to the Ravid, mitzvahs kohen edyot, the take even shaloi b'shas mitzvah is doicha de lav, because mitzvahs kihun is mitzvah se bekach. The mitzvah is to do it kelaim. And even the Rambam that argues, he only argues legabe the avnet of the kohen. But big the kihun agdoila, Zicher, the idea is that you could wear it at any time because the mitzvah is to wear kilayim. And the question is, why is Bigdei Kehuna Gdoila, according to the Rambam or Kohen Hedyot, the mitzvah's Bigdei Kehuna done with kilayim? It's not only that they have a mitzvah independent from kilayim, the mitzvah is to wear kilayim. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu give a mitzvah to wear kilayim? That's number two. And the number three is the last pasuk in the parsha. The last pasuk in the parsha, it says the following idea. It says in the last pasuk of the parsha, "Vayelech vayikach es machlas bas Yishmol ben Avrom that Esav goes in Mary's machmas basishmolam and Avram achois nevoyus al noshav l'nisha. He goes ahead and he adds achois nevoyus because he saw that his father told Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak told Yaakov to go to Beis Besuel, so he decided to take some of his family. He marries achois nevoyus. So Rashi says, first of all, why he says achois nevoyus? This is seven nevoyus. So he says because that's the Gemara Megillah that really the kiddushin was made by Yishmael. But by the time that the Nisuim came, Yishmael died, and Nevoyus was the one who took her to marry. So that's what the Pasuk is telling you, that Yishmael died between the kiddushin and Nisuim of Machlas. And the question is, why could Bochum make in such a crazy situation that he died specifically at the time? And the Pasuk has to come and say. Question number one. Question number two. The Rashi says at the end of Parshas Chayisora, and Rashi's Rambam says also here, why does it say how old Yishmael lived? So he says, Rashi, the reason it says how Yishmael lived, even though it makes no difference to us, is because by knowing the age of Yishmael, and you realize that Yishmael died when Yaakov Avinu went to Beis Lavan, right? It's megala that he was 63 years old. And it's megala that he was 63 years old, because if you make the whole cheshbon, Yishmael died when Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old. So why is it important to know that he died at the time when Yaakov Avinu was 63? Because he died at the time when Tobias Lovan. And the pasuk, if you go ahead and you count the years between how long he stayed in Beis Lovan, which was for 20 years, and how long was he in Mitzrayim, you realize that when Yaakov Avinu comes to Mitzrayim to visit Paran, he was 130, there are 14 years missing. So the reason it says the death of Yishmael is to tell you that Yaakov Avinu was in Beis Ever for 14 years. Was Tomun Beis Ever. And the question is, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, why does the Pasuk have to tell you such an indirect, such a Polish way? You're going ahead and tell me how long Yishmael lived, that you should know by then, if you know how long he lived, you get to know when how old was Yaakov Avinu B'Shas HaBrochas. And if that is the case, you're missing 14 years. Well, just don't tell, go ahead and tell me that he was 14 years in Beis Lavan, in Yeshiva Sefer. So why does he have to go ahead and give you the date in such an indirect way? And first of all, it's Shiva Sefer. Here it's only Aver, right? Because probably Shem was dead already here. Vatelich Lidrosh es Hashem in the beginning of the Parsha, Rashi says that Rivka went to the Beis Medrash of Shem. And here she goes to the Beis Medrash of Aver. Why Aver here, Shem before? What's Aver's Yeshiva? What does it make sense? So that's question number two. And the question number three, the Pasuk says it's Machlas Bas Yishmael. If you look in Parshas Vayishlach, she's called Bosmas Bas Yishmael. So the Yerushalmi in Masechet Bikurim asks why she called here Machlas and she's called there Bosmas, that her name is really Bosmas. Machlas is to tell you that is Moshon Mechila, that in a choson that gets married, Avonoisav Nimcholin. Right? So the Maral says on second, so every person that's married, he should call his wife Machlas. Elamai, must be that here she had two names, Bosmas and Machlas. Only you use the name Machlas by the wedding to tell you that there is a Mechilas Avonos. Why the concept of Mechila, that a choson is Nimchalu Kol Avonosav, is Davka by Shmuel? Davka by the marriage of Bas Yishmael, the daughter of Yishmael, to Esav, Davka there it says that there's Mechila. Why here? So to answer all of this, we have to see the Goyen. The Goyen says in Sefer Tznius that there are forces that can never co-join together. If you look at, and we saw that before, Pirkei de Rablezer, Kain and Hevel. Kain is Midas Adin, is Keneged the Pishtim, which is Bad Bevadiyeh, and Hevel is Chesed, which is the concept of tzemer. Tzemer is something which is very passive. It receives the color and absorbs the color. And it's something which is very entangled. It grows very entangled. There are two forces, chesed and din. Chesed and din can never co-join. Because the big problem of chesed and din is they are supposed to challenge each other in this world. They are not supposed to reinforce each other. As we saw in the Parsha, I'm going to go over in Parsha's Vayera, what Ace of Yishmael does, it allows Chesed and Din, this contradictory life, to live a life of contradiction. To live a life of contradiction and not to reconcile the contradiction. That's called Tzoik. Tzoik, the idea is that something is out of the order, is out of the ordinary, something that doesn't fit in. Yitzchok realizes that there is this contradiction, he lives in this conflict, and he searches for an answer, Yitzchok, Leosed Lavoi, or something spiritual will bring that reconciliation. Ishmael is the one who accepts a contradiction. One time this and one time that. Like they say in Arabic. They say Yom Basa, Yom Asa. One day is like this, one is like that. The worst thing you could do is not that you could live with this contradiction, and you use Chesedidi not to check each other out, not to challenge each other, but to actually create unity, to reinforce each other. If you create, this world is the world of Ribui, that you have to search for a world of unity. If you create a world of unity here, you create a huge power, but the power is ultimately destructive. Why is it destructive? Because Olam HaZeh was created with Ribui. If you create a Ribui, and you create a Yichud in the Ribui, you have a Shlita, because that is the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you destroy Olam HaZeh. That's why it can never be together, says the Goyim, and that's why Shor and Chamor cannot be together. Shor is Midas Adin, that's the one that creates, he plows, he creates the fine lines. Chamor is the passive one, which is Midas HaChesed. The same thing is Tzemer uPishtim. Tzemer is Chesed, Pishtim is Din, they cannot be together. The idea is the same thing also applies to Basar B'Cholof. Basar is the end of life, that's killing, that's can they give me the sadin. Cholof is the source of light. It's just because they cannot be together. Which is one is white, one is red. It says the Goyim, Ishmael is always called a chamor. Shvulachem poim a chamor. She comes from his mother from Eretz Mitzrayim. Psar chamor im sorom. And he's midas achesed. He is the distortion of midas achesed. He's midas ataiva. Esav is midas sadin. He is keneged the shore. That's why the pasuk says in Yeshaya that he's called Porim Abirim. Porim Abirim, the par, is what you call Esav. They can never be together. If they are together, they destroy the world. Says the Goyim, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow him, at the time of the marriage, Ishmael had to die. Because if Ishmael and Esav would join forces, they would create the ultimate destructive force. And the reason is very simple. Chesedidin are contradictions that you have to live in contradiction and search for answer from beyond. But if you basically allow them to, instead of challenge each other, reinforce each other, to enhance each other, Chesed becomes taiva, and Midas Adin becomes violence. Lust and violence can actually join together because just the lust brings to violence. And that is the ultimate destruction of Olam HaZeh because it distorts the etzem avoda of Olam HaZeh. And you realize something givaldic. That's why the Gemara says, Le'olam yargiz adam yetzer hatov le'tzor. You should always have a fight, have a struggle between the yetzer hara and the yetzer hatov. The Gemara is from a pasuk. What's the point? You have to have a struggle. Yes, because if you don't have a struggle, if you don't have a contradiction, if you don't have this constant battle, and you let Chas v'Shalom, Chesed HaDin co-join each other, you create the ultimate destruction. That's why Ishmael had to die here. So the Goyim always says that's keneged the two taninim. The two taninim, the two animals that could destroy the world. So one of them is Horagas and Ekeva, and he's Siles as a Zohar. Horagas and Ekeva is keneged Ishmael, that he killed Ishmael, not allowing him to marry. That's why he dies, says the Goyim Safedat Zniusa. That's why he died before the wedding. So this is the idea. And if you look at it, that's why it's called Machlas here. Why it's machlas? Because, says the Maral, why a person marries is nimchlo al avon Esav. Because Ovin is a chisoren. When you marry, you are mashlim your chisoren. Here was the ultimate marriage, right? Because Esav is Midas Adin, he would marry Ishmael, which is Midas Achesed, that would create the ultimate balance. So it should have been Ezer, but the Ezer has to be Kenegdoi. The only time there is Ezer, if there is a balance, there is Kenegdoi. If the Ezer is not Kenegdoi, that is the ultimate destruction. By the fact that he brings Machlas Bas Ishmael, Al Nosh of Lolesha, he doesn't change anything. He just adds it to his wives. He doesn't get to challenge his wives. So he wasn't doing this as a challenge. He was doing just to reinforce. If Midas Adin reinforces Midas Achesed, it creates the ultimate destruction in Olam HaZeh. Because you create Ichud in Olam HaZeh, which is Kuloi Ribui, that allows you to go into something much bigger. It needs to constantly challenge. The only chas that's is connected. That's why it's called machlas, because this could have been the biggest mechila, and you wasted this biggest mechila. So this is he is the ultimate machlas, the ultimate mechila, because the ultimate shleimus is when chesed and din get together. When they're supposed to get together, clashing with each other, not chas v'sholom reinforcing each other. And here is coming Zalnosh of Loleisha reinforcing each other. Once we understand that this is the idea, by the way, that's what Kahneman and Tversky in his book called Thinking Fast and Slow say, that there are two forces in our brains called System 1 and System 2. System 1 is very fast, that's the intuitive, that's the creative, that's chesed. That's the one that comes natural. And then there is the one which is very rational, very constraining, very limiting, very slow. It's the System 2, which is Din. Interesting enough. And he says the problem it works when it's called the syndrome of affection, when these two, instead of challenging each other, they reinforce each other, they enhance each other. Then it creates a mistake that basically is fatal. As long as they challenge, you'll get to something right. As long, even if you ignore them, not terrible. But if they reinforce each other, that's how you create a narrative, because you get a Tana de Messiah Loch. And that is the problem of this world. Interestingly enough, that this book is written also by two authors. One of them is Kahneman, the other one is Tversky. Kahneman is Mishpocha of the Ponovichrov, right? And he represents the world of Lita, which is the ultimate Midas Adin. And Tversky, he comes from the Chernobyl Rebbe. I mean, he's the ultimate, he's a direct descendant, which is the Hasidim. So you see that also the struggle between the Hasidim and Misnagdim, they are supposed to challenge each other, not to reinforce each other. But be as it may, this is the idea of these two. Now, if you look at it, where do you find the answer? So this idea is Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is exactly struggling, the machlokes, the struggle, right? Afilu shnei talmidei chachomim, ha-misvachim, or noichim zed ze balocha, with Losh Chazal is ha-menatzchim zed ze balocha, nasu v'eis v'hev besufa, they become oyhavim, they become one at the end. Torah Shebal Peh is the idea. Where does Torah Shebal Peh come from? If you realize Yeshiva Shem Vaever, Shem is the remnant of Dora Mabul. He represents Dora Mabul. He's the one that came as a remnant, as a survivor of Dora Mabul. Who is Ever? Ever is the one who was the father of Peleg, that he called his son Peleg, Kshebiyomov Niflegahoret. Rashi says that he was Roye Beruach HaKoidesh, the Dora Paloga. So he is the one that sees the Dora Hafloga, and Shem is the one that's the remnant, the survivor of Dora Mabul. They're the tikkun of Dora Mabul, Dora Paloga. Dora Mabul, Dora Paloga, the Tzodek always says, Dora Mabul is Kineget Torah Shebichsav, because that's the Hashpof Makudosh Bohu. Dora Paloga is Torah Shebal Peh. Why is Torah Shebal Peh? Because they built a Migdal, which was Arza, Veroisho Magia Shomami. They wanted to go ahead and reach heaven to control heaven. The tikkun of Dora Paloga is that you get to control heaven through Torah Shebal Peh, Loiba Shomaimi. But their control of heaven was because they wanted Kibyochol, the heaven, to be subservient to the Oretz, right? That's they wanted to make sure. They wanted not to get away from the Dora Mabul, but to become Dora Mabul and to not be destroyed by the Mabul, Rashi says. They said, listen, we want to be Dora Mabul, so they wanted Dora Paloga to enhance, to reinforce Dora Mabul. We want Dora Paloga to be a opposite. And therefore, what was their idea? They were Dvorim Achodim. They created the Yichud in the Olam Hazeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll never let them. That's why Lo Yishmu Ish Esfas Reyu. Torah Shebal Peh is exactly that. Is now Lo Yishmu Ish Esfas Reyu. But when you go ahead and you transcend to the Shamayim, that instead of being Mevatel the Shamayim to here, but you Mevatel the here to the Shamayim, then you can achieve the Yichud there. The Olam HaEchod is here. This is the base. This is the Olam that was created with the base, which is Bereishis. And the Olam of Shomayim, the Olam of Ruchnius, that's the Olam of Yichud. So here is not Dvorim Achodim. Is Dvorim Lo Yishmu Yishes Fasreyu, reach into the Yichud. That's where Talmidei Chachomim Menatzchim Zeh Zeh Nasu Oy Havim Besoifa. That's what's called Aver, right? Because Aver means that Dvorim Achodim is not here, is there, is beyond. That's Rebbe Akiva, that after you have a Machloikes, you could reconcile how they to connect together. So we made it Givaldic. After Esav could not marry Bas Yishmael, because you create a Yichud in Olam Hazeh, which is not supposed to be a Yichud, so Yaakov Avinu says, you know something, I have to search to where the Yichud is. And that's why he goes to Beis Aver. So Misas Ishmael is the one that's Megale. Why is Beisav? Why are you going to Shiva Sheva if it is not mentioned in the Chumash? Because it's not in the Chumash. It's in Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the one that through Machloikes you could achieve Ichud. So when he looks at it and he says, you know something, Ishmael cannot achieve Ichud. Esav, I'm sorry, cannot achieve Ichud Elam Hazeh. I have to look for that elusive Ichud. The elusive Ichud is going through the Machloikes to find the Ichud. Mikan Vahala, meaning exactly there. That's Beis Sefer. That's why the Gilui of Ishmael, Misas Ishmael, not being able to marry Esav, this is where is Megale, where in the need to go to Beis Sefer. So Mimele is very givaldic. Big the Bgodim of Adam Rishon. What's Adam Rishon's Bgodim? The Bgodim of Adam Rishon is, the Pshad is that you wear clothing, that they become the superficiality, hiding, covering, the Ruchnius. That covering, to allow you to search for Ruchnius, is a covering of Kilayim, that you cannot, that you create Semer Pishtim. But it's a cover of Kilayim that aims for Big De Kehuna, which is Bgodim that achieve Kilayim, but in a way to connect the Kodesh Bohu, realizing that Kilayim is something that needs to be together, but not here. Here, it precludes Kilayim. Kilayim is the search for there. If you have Kilayim here, it creates a world of Sheker that reinforces Sheker. By having Kilayim here, it looks and searches for the Kilayim there, which is the Ichu there. That's why the Bgodim of Adam HaRishon is the Bgodim of Kilayim searching for Big De Kehuna. And that's why Big De Kehuna, that's why Esav wanted to wear Big De Kehuna to hunt animals, to have Ichud in Olam Hazeh, to have a reconciliation in Olam Hazeh. He's called Sheker Boilami. Sheker Boilami is that he wants to create a semblance of Olam Habo in Olam Hazeh. And that's why he controlled animals. But you realize that that Big De Kehuna is the search for Achdus, not here, but there. Here, it has to be a conflict. It has to be a machlokes. That's why Yaakov Avinu, what did Yaakov Avinu do? Yaakov Avinu buried Big De Kehuna to tell you that that Ichud is not here, but buried inside. That's the whole idea of Torah Shebal Peh, that a machloikis here searches for that Ichud beyond. The Ichud not here, but the Ichud there. So Yemeles Givaldik, we ask, what's Pshat, the Big De Kehuna, or Big De Adam HaRishon? It's Hainuach. The Godim of Adam HaRishon is the concept of the Big De Kehuna. And that's why Big De Kehuna of Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is Lechov Vidu L'Tifores. Tiforis is Tiferet, is that idea of having these two clashing forces in the end unifying, reconciling, curating a harmony, creating a synthesis. That's only Big De Kehuna Gdoila, which is the one which is Lichtas Lefnai V'Lifnim. So Big De Kehuna Gdoila is the Godim of Kilayim, to tell you that you could achieve Kilayim together by being a Kohen Gadol, by being Lifnai V'Lifnim. So Bimela, that's the whole idea. The idea is that here we see that Ishmael and Esav. Esav, which is Sheker Boilomui, creating Sheker. How do you achieve Sheker? By trying to marry Bas Ishmael. Our avoid is that you can't marry Bas Ishmael here. In this world, you have to clash. You have to search for the Ichud beyond. That's the whole idea of the Migdal Bovel. That's the whole idea of Bes Midrosh HaShelever. And that's the idea of Big De Kehuna Gdoila. And Big De Kehuna Gdoila, you don't wear it, it's buried in here. And that's the whole message of Kahneman, that in this world you have to clash the two together. The only way you achieve truth is by having system one and system two clashing. By clashing it, you go into a deeper meaning, which you create the Ichud there. And that's why Torah Shebal Peh is there, that you find steers, you find contradictions, and those contradictions search for a deeper meaning, which is the concept of the Ichud, that's what you look for.